Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Kind of pleasant. Got news for you. We're going to have a nice weekend. I'm looking a little further ahead in that forecast. Really looks nice. Yeah, it's going to be warmer than we've seen in a while. But again, pleasant is the word I'm going to go with. We've got a absolutely wonderful show this afternoon. Reagan Reese is going to be joining us at 4:05. Reagan and I were part of this delegation, thanks to Newsmax, over to Israel a couple of weeks ago. Reagan is the chief White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Had a one-hour sit-down about a week or so ago with President Trump. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to spending some time with her on the air and hearing her thoughts on everything that's going on. Rob Chadwick, a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI out of Quantico, who now heads up training for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. He's going to be here. He's actually, he's actually coming for dinner this evening. And so we figured show up just a little early, do the show here, and then go inside for cocktail hour and snacky bits. You know, I don't do that for everybody, but we're doing it for Rob. And then Tony Pham, President Trump's ICE director in the first term, will be here at 5:35. And on Friday Eve, of course, Brian Maloney, the great Brian Maloney, media equalizer, joins us. There's a lot of media stuff that we got to equalize right about now, Brian. I'm not even sure where you want to start, so I'm just gonna hand it to you. I don't know if it's Kimmel or someone else. You tell me, my friend.
Well, the thing is, Jeff, I was just listening to your news update, your Fox News update there, just going into the segment, and you know, I don't know if you were able to hear. You're probably busy preparing for your segment here, but I mean, did you hear what they were saying? The questions that were being asked about Kimmel are yeah. ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Give me your sense of this. This whole cancel culture, which is what we're told this is simply the latest example of. I'm not sure about that. I think there's a real business element to it. But let's say it is. The left started this a long time ago, weaponized it, and now, I don't know, is it just turnabout as fair play?
Well, it's the first time I've seen us play offense probably in my lifetime and yours.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
And they don't like when the shoe's on the other foot. They do not like that one bit. And I think that's what we're looking at right now. But, you know, the Kimmel decision began not with ABC. APC was dragged into this. It was because two groups of large station owners. One is Sinclair Broadcasting, and the other is Nexstar, and they own a lot of these local TV affiliates across the country. They pulled the plug on him and said, we're not running him anymore. And ABC had to go along with it because, I mean, you're going to lose half your stations overnight, and you know, he's been struggling in the ratings for a really, really long time. So is this censorship, or is it the excuse ABC was finally looking for to get him out of his contract? And if you, in that news update, that's essentially what the president was saying, was that, you know, it was about ratings. I mean, it's something triggered it ultimately, but and it was an incredibly stupid comment that he made anyway, that Kimmel made anyway, if you heard what he was saying. Yep. He was completely ignorant about the nature of the shooter and who he was.
I'm with you, Brian. Let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is joining us. In all candor, I have not been a fan of Kimmel's in a long, long, long time. Very early, I thought there were a couple of things that he did more as a stand-up, and then doing some of the radio stuff, which was interesting. I didn't think it was laugh-out-loud funny. But again, I get it. Certain people hear things, they think it's great. Others, but the entire show, the last 10 years on his show, has been this nonstop diatribe against conservatives, against Republicans, against President Trump. And if you're in an opinion sector, that's fine, right? I mean, you and I know that we talk about issues, yeah, more than, I don't know, brand new shoe styles. But if you're the late night guy on ABC or CBS, you're supposed to be funny. That is your assignment. And man, if you're not doing that, then you got to go. I just don't either, you know, no harm, no foul. Just get your stuff and get out.
Yes. Well, and that's the bottom line, because if, you know, I mean, you look at Johnny Carson, and he stayed out of politics. Mm-hmm. You know, he always stayed apolitical, right, and never really, people didn't even really know where he stood politically, and he was definitely on the left side, by the way, but yes, he stayed apolitical in the monologues all those years, and after he left television, lashed out at, you know, those who were taking things in a partisan direction, saying, look, you know, you're not supposed to be up there espousing an ideology, you're there to make people laugh, and that's it.
Yep, Carson, what a great example, because Carson, you're absolutely right. From his perspective, if you were watching, apolitical, jokes were made in equal numbers,
exactly,
on each side, and Jay Leno, I think, adopted the same sort of mindset, and he has been weighing in on some of this, also saying, look, your job's supposed to be funny. It's the end of the day. The last thing people want is another dose of the real news or your political stuff. They want to laugh, for God's sakes.
Well, and the even better example of all of this is Saturday Night Live, where they stopped, yes, even trying to be funny, stopped telling jokes, and just started depressing, you know, the what out of everybody, yep, the few people still watching, and creating a miserable show. And, you know, I mean, then they wonder why nobody likes it anymore.
Exactly. Brian Maloney joining us, the media equalizer. Let's talk about media in the year 2025. And where this is headed, and I want to anchor it with Charlie Kirk, obviously, but now Turning Point USA unanimously saying that his widow, Erica, is going to be the new CEO. I don't know about you, I had never really known very much about her, but her appearances since her husband's murder, I think, have been amazing. I think that,
yeah,
she's, I don't want to sound crass, but man, she's got it, if you know what I mean. She can easily,
well,
step in front.
And I think that's unanimous consent on that. I think she's really emerged as a star in the wake of this atrocity that has occurred, and stepped up and shown the strength and the energy and the drive and everything that's necessary to move it forward. So when they made that decision, I was very, very happy, because I was hearing some names of others who were in the running that I think would have been very, very disappointing picks. And I'm not even going to name them, but just people who were potentially going to be picked for name recognition rather than action. And I think this is a group that's about action, and she will take it there. So, you know, so she was a star, and I'm sorry this had to happen for her to emerge on her own, to fulfill her own potential in this world. I'm sorry that's how it came about. It's horrible. I mean, but the bottom line is Richie will take it far, and they have momentum. And I think overall we have momentum. And I'm sorry that, you know, someone had to take such a sacrifice to make that happen. It sounds horrible, but it is the truth.
It is what is emerging, no doubt about it. And clearly she's a brilliant woman. I think in a second would say, I whatever comes my way as a result of this, I would trade right now to have Charlie back, to have my husband back, to have
my daughters
back.
Of course.
But I'm going to pick up the mantle because she's the only one, as far as I'm concerned, that can say something like, well, I know that's what Charlie would want, right? You got a lot of people.
Exactly. She knew, yeah. You know, and what I want to do, Jeff, is take this to these Virginia races that are on the ballot where early voting is starting in like a day. And if you were getting
tomorrow.
Their apologies for jumping the gun. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
I mean,
no.
Early voting starts tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. We've got 45 days of it, and we have the usual release of polls from left-wing operations telling us we don't have a chance, and, you know, Republicans should just stay home and not vote. You know how the way that game is played.
Oh, absolutely. I was listening to the poll news. Like I said, it was in that news update before this segment, and it was, you know, comfortable leads, you know, by the Dems or whatever, and the bottom line here is this all depends. I mean, just your listenership alone could move the needle entirely in the other direction and change the outcome of this. And that is a fact. But we have to be voting early as well. And some people on our site don't like to do it, but we have to be there too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's early voting, take advantage of it. Make sure your vote's counted. And I mean, I can't even, I think all of these races in Virginia are winnable, mm-hmm. all of them. And don't believe any of these polls that are designed to, you know, make you feel dejected or whatever the term is, you know, unenthusiastic or that it's a fait accompli or whatever.
That's right. That's right. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah,
it is. It's the usual suspects. I could have told you if you would have said, hey, there's a poll out. I could tell you where it came from and who commissioned it. And it is designed. You want to talk about voter suppression? You know, it is designed to keep Republicans from voting.
Well, and I think that the key here also is that, you know, we have incredible candidates running in Virginia this cycle. I mean, candidates that you can really feel proud of and get behind and feel great about. And that helps a lot. It's not, you're not holding your nose for any of these people at all.
Right. No, absolutely not. No, this is going to be a major race, and it's incumbent upon those of us who have the ability, and I'm going to put myself in that category, to remind people, you got to get out, you got to vote early. It is, as you say, looking in from the inside, somebody who knows a lot about this stuff, winnable each of these statewide races. Brian, totally unfair, but what the heck, I know you can handle it. What do we get moving forward with this threatened government shutdown? If it happens, does the president get blamed or something else?
Well, we go through this over and over and over, and the actual shutdowns are rare. So usually it's hot air and, you know, an extension is passed and they kick the can down the road. You know, we go through this over and over. And if it happens, I guess, you know, the finger pointing. I mean, it's one of the most annoying situations that we face. But, I mean, you know, there isn't really anyone in Washington with the appetite to stop spending or the political backbone. There really isn't.
No, that's true.
So the bottom line is, you know, the spenders win every time and nothing changes. I'm sorry to sound so cynical, but I'm just going by every single time we went through this before.
Well, you are spot on, and well, that's to be expected. You are the media equalizers. Remind everybody, Brian, where they can follow you.
Well, you bet.
Everything you do. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is facebook.com/media equalizer. One word: media equalizer, or Red Wave America.
I love it. Brian, as always, my friend, thank you for being.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Here we will talk again in about a week. That is Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. Make sure that you sign up, you follow everything that Brian is doing over there on Facebook. Again, Media Equalizer on Facebook and Red Wave America on Facebook as well. Coming up at 4:05, when I tell you she's great, you can take my word on that and take that to the bank. Reagan Reese, the chief White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, is going to join us. I had the opportunity to spend the better part of a week traveling with her and others. I mean, it wasn't just the two of us, but with her and others through Israel. Thanks to Newsmax and Prime Minister Netanyahu's office. And I'm interested to hear what she had to say as she sat down with President Trump. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.